You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right, 5 o'clock. Hopefully, you are on your way to either the ballpark, a bar near the ballpark, a friend's house to watch the game at the ballpark, something. Because tonight is the coronation of one of the great rallies from the abyss in the history of baseball. A team that on August 11th had a 0.2% chance of making the playoffs. A team on September 9th that had a 7% chance of making the playoffs can now clinch with two games to spare and line up their playoff rotation. It's something none of us have been alive to see. Well, Rico has, but he, you know, barely. I mean, 1973 Mets. The point is, we started the show with this. It was more coronation. You know, this doesn't feel like a game. It feels like you're attending an award ceremony and you're going to get your leg lamp tonight. Like it, you're in, and the ballpark is sold out and people are turning down insane prices for tickets. We've had several people call up. A minimum ticket price on the secondary market at last check was $125 minimum to get in the ballpark tonight. But we wanted to add something to the mix, which was a play on an old bit that there used to be, is who's your tiger? Who is most responsible for this? Clearly, it takes a village. They use the entire 28-man roster. They use every pitcher. They use every hitter. But who's most? And if we expand it to AJ, Fetter, I mean, I said to you, tongue-in-cheek, but I kind of mean it, the most valuable aspect of this, the Twins. Because without them going 12-26 over a 38-game span, this doesn't have the meaning it has. This doesn't have the result. That's not an insult. It doesn't take away that you going 33-11 or whatever it is incredible. But you wouldn't be anywhere near it. You'd still be 3, 4, 5 games out. But the Twins weren't just bad. It was a collapse of biblical proportions. So it's like, if I have to give an MVP out, as much as you would say Parker Meadows, or you would say the bullpen, or Fetter, or AJ, it's really the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Because without them soaking their own car in kerosene and then drawing a match, we're not here. Is that wrong of me?
No, it's good. I was going to say that, but since you took that, I am going to say Fetter, because maybe we really need to look at what this man has done, Mike, because for the last couple of years, he's taken guys who pretty much were castaways and turned them into trade bait for the Tigers that they moved at the trade deadline. And then he took just a bunch of guys with 5 ERAs and said, how about if we just started winning games? How about if I just put you out there in air quote bullpen games, and you guys show me what you got. Yep. And let me instruct you. You're going to pitch the first 3 innings, and then you're going to pitch the 4th, and then you're going to pitch the left-handed batters only. You're going to pitch the right-handed batters and get us out of jams. It all works. Like, this man is an evil genius.
If you force me to select a Tiger, it's AJ Hinch. I'm with you. And my thing is this. Give me one reason AJ Hinch shouldn't be named manager of the year. How could any baseball writer view it any other way? Why should Aaron Boone, who's handed a payroll that's 10 times the size of your payroll, or why should Dave Roberts, or why should even Stephen Vogt? Look, the reality is this was a team that did nothing in the offseason, that rebuilt, that has had this unbelievable run where I would argue AJ does more day-to-day work with the mixing and matching and the money ball strategy and the bullpen days than any other manager has done in this sport. And for him to be the captain of this ship, and frankly, Rico, add to it, not all the young players have been very good. Dylan Dingler hasn't been very good. Jace Young hasn't been very good. It's been very uneven. I think AJ Hinch deserves Manager of the Year credit.
No, you're right. I mean, because if you gave Aaron Boone this team, he would, I don't think anybody would have the success that they're having. It's, he deserves it. And his right-hand man, Fetter, it's almost like an offensive and defensive coordinator where I look as AJ as the guy, you know what, I'm going to manage the everyday lineup. You manage the pitchers. We'll get this thing worked out. We'll squeeze every ounce of good baseball play out of all of these young guys. And the young guys are just, they're young and dumb enough. They're listening to everything. Okay, coach, I'll do that. I'll run through that wall for you. It's for the team. It's for our good. Okay, which wall do you want me to go hit? And they go and do it. So the Twins, yeah, because it's a monumental collapse. You couldn't have been. It's like if the Tigers were to win an award, they would need to thank the Minnesota Twins first.
100%. They'd thank them before God. Right. Without the Twins, you wouldn't be here. I mean, yes, your own work puts you here, but remember, you're, the reason your odds are 0.2%, you're counting on teams, plural, but namely the team. Everybody fell apart, but the Twins, they led the way. Hey, want to see me fall down the stairs? Watch this. Kenny, go ahead.
You were talking about Hinch and saying he's, if you were forced to pick a Tiger, here's exactly why. Is how many teams, the Tigers released their lineup 2 hours ago. They're trotting out Brennan Hanafy as their starting pitcher. How many other managers could make that work? How many other managers could make lemonade out of that?
And think about on a day that you could be clinching a playoff spot, and that's who you're going to roll with. You know what? Let's just go out here. Nah, we'll keep things as is.
Now, granted, it's just an opener. He's not going to see a ton of innings, but he knows exactly which buttons to push even after doing that to put him there.
248-539-9797. Dave, you got a couple ticket texts?
Sure. Someone says, let's not just give the credit to the Twins, but let's talk about the Royals as well. Tigers could be the second wild card because they also folded.
Well, I'm pretty sure I said everyone collapsed. It's just without the Twins doing it, you don't close the gap. By the way, Hanafy with a 5.55 ERA at Toledo.
Yeah, that's
that guy.
Yeah, AJ, I just
means he's going to give you five strong innings today.
If he's not a finalist for this Manager of the Year award,
get rid of the award.
Then I don't thank you. There's no need for it anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, it makes sense, but a lot of times the baseball writers don't see what we see.
Well, then they don't need to be baseball writers
anymore. It's like the Academy Award. It's like the movies that win, like nobody watches them.
Hanafy, as a Tiger, a 1.98 ERA, almost 30 innings pitched, a whip of under one, 23 strikeouts. You know how many walks Brennan Hanafy's got? Six. Okay? That's the conversion from unpitchable average farmhand to elite. Mm-hmm. And it's across the board. It's Gunther. It was Salmon. It's Bo Brisky. It's Herder. It's all these guys. Yes, to me, it's AJ Hinch. If you want to say Chris Fetter, I'm fine with that. But it's tough to argue that AJ's running the ball club. Look at the pinch hit data. I mean, every move they're making works. Who do you credit? You got to credit the manager, to me.
But see, the reason why I said Fetter is because the pitching staff has kept them in every game throughout this run where they have enough. They're not down by so much that they can't come back. They're not getting beat 10-0, and it's just like, all right, guys, we're just going to throw in the towel this game. All right, it's 2-0. We can cover that. 3-0. We got this. So that's why I said it. You're right, because like I said, I look at it almost like a football thing where I think AJ is kind of running the offense, Fetter's running the defense, and he has these guys out here. He literally just takes any pitcher, and it seems like he can turn them into a Cy Young Award winner.
David, go ahead.
said it since 2021. If Hinch was managing the Yankees, they would have won a World Series by now. Meanwhile, if Boone managed the Tigers, they would be no more than 70-win team. Nolan from Howell.
I mean, now, Nolan, you're just trying to piss me off. I mean, Nolan's right. I hate Aaron Boone.
I said this 3 weeks ago, but nobody has done more with less than AJ. There are teams with better records, but Hinch has been a wizard this year. Someone else says, yes, it is the collapse of both of those teams, but the Tigers somehow have done it, so I give credit to Voodoo.
Well, it takes both. The point I was trying to make is nobody ever wants to bring up the help that you needed, and you got it at every step of the way. It takes both. Imagine how you'd feel if this team put this heater together and the Twins had just played 500 ball.
You're still five games back or something.
That's what I mean. So you have to account for that, too. And that's what makes it magical.
Yeah, we'd be doing Angry Javi Radio.
No. No. I'll leave it alone. Although, his replacement, in short order, as Javi was a -2 WAR player, Trey Sweeney's a 1.1, which extrapolates to almost a 5 WAR player over the course of a season, which is a guy you would pay $24 million to.
Or if you just use straight numbers, he's 3 games better. -2 +1.
I quit.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right, straight to the people. Whether you're on the way to the game, on the way to watch it at home, whatever the hell it is, what would it take for you to sell your ticket tonight? The prices are insane. People are into it. It is historical. What this team is pulling off is a movie. The only difference is you don't have Danny Glover managing your team. The question, who's your Tiger? Who's most responsible? We say it tongue-in-cheek. The Twins, we'd like to shout them out. David would like to shout out his savior as well. The point is, without the Twins' participation in this, there is no magic. But if we're talking Tiger, it's AJ Hinch for me. I think you agree. It's just the idea of the amount of managing he has to do. The lineup looks different every day. Look at tonight. We're putting out Hanafy to start a game. There'll be 7 pitchers tonight, and they just pull the levers, and it just works.
It always works.
Voodoo. Let's go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike and Rico. Thanks for all you guys do. You're great radio.
Thanks, buddy. Man. What's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, I want a shout-out. I totally agree with Fetter, Hinch. I agree with both of you. I also think a shout-out to player development, Garko and his crew. They're, you know, Erie on back-to-back championships. They're moving guys through. They're drafting the right guys, giving them the training they need. And I think you got to get a tip to player development as well.
Yeah, I think long-term, I mean, Dave, that's one thing. That was Scott Harris's biggest task. I mean, my question about the major league level acquisitions and free agency is one thing. One thing we don't really acknowledge, and we should, it's he was tasked with revamping a failed state, meaning Tiger player development was bad for a long time. A lot of Scott Harris's work is behind the scenes in getting the same thing taught from rookie ball to high A to double A to triple A to the major league level, synchronizing the efforts of developing your players and what the hell being a Tiger means. That part, yes, agree. Something feels different here. And no, I'm not ready to say that Torque is fixed or that Jace Young is good, because he's not. But at least you're seeing players have a fighting chance. Parker Meadows is the shining example. Atrocious to start the year. And you're like, all right, we can play him. We're going to have to hit him 9th. He's a Gold Glove center fielder who can't hit. Well, now, the way this kid's hitting and, of course, fielding, now he looks like a part of the core. Yes, player development, it definitely feels different.
Think about all the years under Dombrowski where it was nothing. No. And I think they've done a great job, Scott hiring Garko from the Angels and getting The technology updated, statisticians updated. I know I hate the Moneyball stuff. I hate the spreadsheet stuff. But some of that is what we needed to update. And I commend Harris for doing it and Chris Illich for having the balls to pay for those guys as well.
Yeah, now, and again, I mean, Dave, you know where I fall on this. I'm just not a believer that low payroll teams are going to stay consistently championship caliber. I think you can stay good. I think you can be Tampa Bay-ish. But the bottom line, Dave, what is it? 9 of the last 11 World Series champs had a top 10 payroll.
And I was going to say, you can be a playoff team, but I don't think you can be a champion.
Yeah,
really lucky.
Or maybe you get a bite at the apple one time and that's all that ever happens. Yeah. Bottom line, I got to see a dedication monetarily that's commiserate to what they're producing here. Show me the offseason. For right now, you're going with the crew you got, and they're the hottest crew in the league, and I'm not sitting here saying you can't win that opening round. I think you're super dangerous in a 3-game series. Super dangerous. 7 games is where you'll have a problem. Well, guess what? You're in the ALCS at that point. We'll worry about it when it happens, if it happens. Go to Sean McComb, 97.1. Sean, will you take it easy on my Spartan Saturday, please?
Kabara Goya, Michael. Actually, quickly, I had a question for you and Unc. I'm going to the game. This is the first time I've ever gone to East Lansing.
Okay.
Any tips as far as some good eats or good parking or something, man? I know it gets a little crazy after
the
game.
For the parking, you're going to talk to Rico. Nobody knows that campus better, and Rico knows the chief of MSU PD. Can you get Sean a parking spot?
No, Mike, I can't because he's gone. Remember, he hit the portal. He's now at Colorado.
All right, where's he parking?
You know what, Sean? I would say park at one of the churches along Harrison and just walk. It's a couple churches.
I'm willing to walk. I'm willing to walk, sir.
Yeah.
I'm willing to walk. Yes, sir.
All right, now, good eats. Give him a spot to go. I want to see if your answer is what mine is.
I would say I would probably hit up Harrison Roadhouse.
What about Jersey Giant?
It's not
Jersey
close
Giant,
to
the, Harrison
not,
Roadhouse.
Yeah, it's not close to the
Harrison
stadium.
Harrison Roadhouse is all right.
Harrison Roadhouse, he can go there and still walk to the stadium. Jersey Giant, you got to go there first and then park.
All right. Well, listen, it's going to be a victory meal. It doesn't really matter because we're terrible. So what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm actually calling about the Tigers today because this is about the Tigers.
Yeah.
And I agree about AJ, man. He's really been playing musical chairs with the bullpen. Moneyball with the lineup, and this team sold at the deadline. They weren't buyers. So that's another thing that I think needs to really be taken into account here is that yes, the Twins, they collapsed like the Metrodome did, but I mean, in the same sense, the way that they've been playing every single day, like you said, with the pinch hitting, he's been doing a lot of what I like to call manalytics. It has, there's some analytics in it, but there's also some feel, and you can tell Hinch has a good feel to the game. If I was, Harris, they need to pen him up to a long-term deal because this team and this franchise, this organization has always kind of taken, the identity of the manager when it was Sparky, when it was Leland. And I think Hinch is a great fit here. So
listen, he's a great fit in a lot of places. It's been one of the best managerial jobs I've seen in a month and a half span. And look,
absolutely,
Sean, we saw some of the foreshadowing end of last year where he optimized this roster and did the same thing, but it got him to 78 wins. The difference here is it's like they disappointed all of us. They wasted great pitching. They never got it together. They trade Flaherty and Olson dies, and then they stretch out Skubal to where they're not going to start him on regular rest. And all that's happened is they've played 750 baseball and stormed their way into the playoffs with a collection of guys that, frankly, wouldn't play for playoff teams. That's where we're at. It's a movie, and it's totally okay. It's just you can't make a lot of sense of it. And when you can't, and you have the puppet master pulling the right strings, that's why I make it about AJ. Yeah. It's remarkable.
It is.
You know, it must be nice when Aaron Boone can just roll out the lineup card every day, and it's guys like Soto and Judge, etc. You don't have that.
No, that's right. It's almost like, he's that mom and pop. Like, every day he's got to go to work and say, okay, forget what I did yesterday. How can I make today work? Where are the advantages where we can win this game? Who do I save? Who do I keep on the bench and bring in for a pinch hit spot?
Yeah, what day will Bo Brisky have another 6-out save and throw 107 miles an hour? It's unreal. Bo Brisky? What the hell's a Hanafy? It doesn't matter. None of this matters.
Sean Gunther.
Right. Who? Pete Herter. Salmon? Like, who are these people? It doesn't matter. They're all killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Tony, 97.1. Tony, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good. What's up?
No, just wanted to comment on who it was. You know, I think there's a lot of people that you could bring up, but I think the guy that has kind of been the most consistent all year, I mean, it's got to be Scoobal, right? I mean, for for a guy to be the future Triple Crown winner here, to just go out every 5 days and give the guys a chance to win, it's been huge, and give them the opportunity to be where they're at today.
You know what's incredible about it, Tony? He's a guy who pitched 85 innings last year, and he's about to pitch 200 this season. That's a massive leap in usage, and he's never slowed down. That's incredible on his part.
You know, to have that that mentality to go out there, you know, through the roller coaster ride that the season's been, and just to be able to, you know, put the guys on his back and go out there every 5 days, it's been huge, and it's been fun to watch for sure.
It has. And again, we've been in a town, we're owed something like this. After what the Red Wings did to us in the spring, after a 10-year period where we had the lowest winning percentage of any four-sport city in America at 375, mm-hmm. We're kind of owed some fun.
And a basketball team that everybody just basically plays get right with.
Oh, did you see that, by the way?
I did.
Yeah. Well, nice to see that good times Tommy G will be real laser-focused on the Pistons as he just bought a stake in the L.A. Chargers. Could he just let go of this team and stay in L.A., please? It's where you want to be.
Just buy them and leave us.
Just leave us alone. Sorry. I know it's not the topic. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matt, what's going on?
Not that much, guys. I just want to say that, you know, the Twins' collapse is definitely real, but the Tigers are doing this without really any help from them. They're on par with, you know, wild card records from years past, and they're getting it done. They got a clear windshield, and Minnesota's just they're not a part of it. It's all Tigers, baby. I'm just so happy to see it.
All right.
And you know,
I don't understand.
We caught the Royals too. So, I mean, we're doing it. It's us. It's not the Twins. It's us.
All right. So the Twins going 12-26.
I don't want to give their collapse too much credit here.
Okay, then don't. Deny reality and have a nice night. I can't deal with you right now. Plus, you sound like you're 12. I Kenny, you may need to check ages of callers. 248-539-9797.
I think he's just pregaming. I think he's on his way.
That's fine. I can't do it at 5:30. All right. Been here since 8:30. I don't need it. You're right. It had nothing to do with the Twins. It had nothing to do with every team you needed to get to collapsing as well. You're right. It's all about you. I just don't live in that world. Plus, the guy sounds like he's 12 and or drunk. I don't know. That's a bad combo.
I think he's pregame.
David, ticket techs. We'll get to the calls momentarily. Why ticket techs? Because they're sober. That's critical.
Woo, you're right about that. We'll talk a few during the break. Wow. I can't watch tonight, Mike. I haven't watched all season. I started following along when they got close, but I won't jinx it by turning it on. The playoffs start a new season. I'll watch on Tuesday.
I'm not mad at it. Well, I mean, honestly, take it as a free roll. In Hanafy, we trust.
I bought tickets for this game last week, $18, lower bowl, third base side. I checked today in my section. The lowest price is $180. Trying to decide if I'm going to sell them or not.
Mm. Nah, not for 180. But what, $180?
No.
Oh.
No.
I mean, honestly, like, what the hell's the 50, 60, 70 bucks going to do for your life?
Correct.
I mean, what do you want to do? Give up a lifetime memory for a tank of gas? Now, if somebody rolls up to you and is like, here's $1,000 I want into the game. Well, no, that's different. You can buy some tangible things.
Red Wings play at LCA tonight. Cheap tickets. Can't get into the Tigers. Then go to the Wings and hang out.
Can the NHL just go the F away? No one wants to talk to you right now, NHL. You or your creepy Stanley Cup handler guy. Just we'll talk to you in December.
I save every pair of gloves every season.
I hate that guy.
Very weird dude. Very weird, dude.
Your guy. Let's go to Tim, 97.1. Tim, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. Hey, not too much. Got home from work. We got the champagne and the beer on ice.
Have there
not
it is.
Cracked into it yet, but that's for later.
All right.
Hopefully. No, Mike, just calling in about the Hoosier Tiger topic.
Yeah.
Completely agree with you on Hinch. You know, completely agree on sort of the collective voodoo, if you will, perfect storm of things that had to happen. But if you're asking who's my Tiger player, you know, you mentioned him not long ago. I got to go Parker Meadows, right? This guy has been a completely different player since he comes back. And remember, look at the timeline, right? You mentioned, gets off to a terrible start, send him down. We actually brought him back up in early July, and then he immediately gets hurt, goes on the DL, and then when does he come back? Early August, right? Right when this whole thing starts getting going. And he's in there every day, you know. If you notice, Hinch only starts three lefties in the lineup against lefties consistently. He starts Riley, he starts Sweeney because he has to. He has no other shortstop.
Correct.
And he starts Parker. He moves him down. But nevertheless, I mean, this guy, you talk about a catalyst, you know, and he's an unassuming kid, right? Kind of quiet. Just goes about his business, but the plays he makes, I think some people take it for granted. He makes the play in center field every single night. I mean,
yeah, they don't, because they don't understand it, because they don't realize he's covering 27 feet per second. Like, he's Tyreek Hill in the outfield.
Absolutely. That catch he made, I think it was a week and a half ago against Kansas City, late in that game, if you remember. They had runners on, two outs. I'm going to say it was the eighth inning. He tracked that ball down all the way to the wall and pretty much saved that game, you know.
He had a catch just the other day against Tampa, Tim, where the batting average expectancy of the ball that was hit was like 770, and he tracked it down in center and caught it. And he made it look pretty easy, even though it's certainly not. He made it look easy. Here's the other thing. He's got a couple of your biggest moments. Game-saving catch, check. Grand slam, two outs, down 3-0 in San Diego, check. And he plays with a flair. He's exciting. It's really, Tim, if he can hit, if he's 75% of what he's done with his bat, and this is who he is defensively, he's a 5-WAR guy.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was the version we were hoping to get, you know, as part of the core in the beginning of the season. So it's been awesome to see. He's my Tiger player for sure. And, you know, hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Get it done tonight. Let's have a celebration. Let's save Scooble. Let's talk playoffs on Monday, plus Monday Night Football. What a day in this town it would be, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the champagne on ice, though. Don't get kooky and do it early. Don't tempt fate.
2 hours, brother.
Okay. Yep. All right. We don't need anything screwing this up.
He'll be fine.
All right. David, a few ticket texts, please.
Bought two standing room tickets last night for $40. Just sold two of them for $650.
Oh,
on my way to pick up a new grill tonight.
Good for you. Now, see, that's different. 80 in, 650 out, grill. Sell them. Do your thing.
And the grill will last you a long time.
Me and about seven of my buddies going to be at the bars downtown watching the game. No tickets, just hanging out downtown.
That's the better move.
Yeah.
And it's something that we've lost in society, is that it used to be for big games, people would get together at bars and stuff, and it's all different now. But that's a fun thing when your team's in the playoffs and a bar is packed and everybody's rowing the boat in the same direction. That's a fun time.
Yeah, and the way that Comerica Park is set up, that around the eighth, ninth inning, if you know the team is going to win, go stand on the outfield.
Yeah, go party at a church. It's great.
What?
Well, I mean, it's the only ballpark I've ever seen that's surrounded by churches.
Oh.
That's all right. The district's going to be lit.
I got
you. Well, so someone says the district is going to be popping tonight.
It's popping, all right. Going to be tumbleweeds bouncing all over the place. I wonder if the tumbleweeds have one of those foam fingers that says we're number one on as it's bounding by. It's a shame because it could be amazing down there.
Yeah.
I still don't get the churches thing. I remember when I first started doing radio down here, like 20 years ago. And I mean, I did the topic innocently enough as a 23-year-old. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, people got so upset. And they're like, those buildings are historical. I go, I don't care. The churches, move them. They, Just they, file they, a grievance.
They are historical.
Move them. You don't move them. Yes, you do. You pick them up with a crane and you move them.
They're historical, Mike. A lot of them had to do with the Underground Railroad.
Exactly.
Great. We'll put a plaque there. Move them. We need a four-story sports bar.
The same man who said, move the handicap section, turn into the booty lounge.
All I said is, that's
move
where,
them.
That's where the outdoor beer garden at Spartan Stadium's renovation should go. You just move locales, that's all. I just think our fans deserve better than churches everywhere. They want a party.
Have you seen Detroit? There are churches everywhere.
Then you know what we could do? How about this? No better way to raise money. Cocktail hour!
But thanks to those churches, I'm able to do a show with you. We'll leave it at that.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.